Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience, right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
Got to get ready for this, right? I mean, listen, if you're going to come crew, you got to make sure that your lips are moving. My first joke and the ladies are laughing. You know, talking about sports is something that everyone thinks they can do, but I get to. And let me tell you, it's been a long time coming, because I'll tell you, A long time ago, I started in the sports business, and I've been doing sports, and now finally get the opportunity here on Mile High Sports Radio to do this. It's going to be fantastic. Why, you may ask? No, because I am a bit... You can ask Danny Williams, who you can ask Ryan Edwards, you can ask, you know, all those guys who see me in the locker room in a everyday setting. They know exactly just how kind of off-kilter I am, so...
People know me.
Yes, they do. They do, and unfortunately, it took a long time to get rid of that reputation, let me tell you. So, but I'm back in the air and ready to go, and we're going to have lots of excitement. It is the week of the Super Bowl. Everyone seems to want to talk about that, and I have absolutely no interest in this at all. No interest except for one thing. I want to see Atlanta trounce the Patriots. That's just what I want to see. I mean, I'm from here. All right, I'm from Colorado. I'm for Colorado. I'm just not Patriots fan. You know, just don't like. They were much cuter before they won a couple World Series and some Super Bowls. You know, they used to be cute and, you know, kind of fun. We made fun of them. In fact, no one ever really knew how to make fun of them and do a Boston accent until they won two Super Bowls. So,
bam!
But now everyone knows how to do a Boston accent because, you know, we are not very friendly to them. So that's what I want to see. But this week is the ultimate in excess and overload for all the media. And I am so glad I'm not here. I've covered all-star games. I've covered, you know, big sporting events. I've covered Super Bowls. And once is enough. Once is enough. There's a lot of boredom that goes into reporting. Let me tell you, there's a lot of boredom that goes into reporting. I need some water, man. I'm getting dry mouth. And I apologize for that, and I apologize to everyone else. But hey, listen, it's been a while since I've been on a show, and so I'm a little bit nervous. Can I be a little bit nervous just, you know, just for a little bit of time? Can I be nervous, please? Whew. So, okay, I feel better. So, anyway, where was I? This is the other problem. See, I'm pretty stream of consciousness most of the time, and sometimes my consciousness just goes absolutely out the window. But we were talking about the Super Bowl and how I don't want to be there.
Well, but, and then you got to the point where everybody learned the accents after they won
the second one. Yes. Did you notice that, or is that just me? Did you notice everyone knows how to do a Boston accent, you know?
My family's from back east, actually.
Oh, okay.
From Boston.
Alex, yes. Mm-hmm. So,
I know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. Before, how could you do it? You had to imitate a Kennedy. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a ridiculous thing. Before they won a Super Bowl, before they won a World Series or a Super Bowl, the only way you could do a Boston accent was to, you know, imitate the Kennedys. So you talk about the Kennedys, and I'm just so bad. I can't even do it. Like, I get embarrassed by my Boston accent. However, now, you know, guys are talking about, you know, oh yeah, that huge and go down and wicked. I heard wicked, you know, if I hear wicked, that's my pet peeve, right? Talking about Boston, wicked, awesome. All right. How is wicked anything? Okay. I hear in commercials here on the radio, because I drive around and listen to a lot of talk radio, and I hear wicked awesome a lot. It is the most annoying. You don't need to put wicked before everything. I mean, you're from back east. You realize that is something from Massachusetts that is uniquely horrifying that comes to the rest of the world. Is this, you know, got to be wicked everything. Wicked, that's wicked terrible, eh? I mean, that's wicked. That wicked huge.
Wicked awesome.
Hey, we got a marathon here in Boston. It's wicked awesome and huge. I mean, you know, it's ridiculous. But, you know, now that they've been, and greatness breeds this, okay? Greatness breeds this. You never get really upset at the people who are terrible. Like, I have no feelings of ill will towards Cleveland Brown fans, even though as a lifelong Denver Bronco fan, we have done more to damage that city's psyche than probably any other city outside of Chicago. But we, you know, and I relish that. I mean, I relish, you know, being able to rip people's hearts out like that because, you know, it's sports. It's not, you know, war. But, you know, I don't have anything about, but I'll tell you what, New England, you know, when you win all the Super Bowls and you're in the Super Bowl in your playoffs and you have to go there and it's just a tough game, Just don't like them. And I hope they die in a fire on Super. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. Sorry. Just getting in my head a little ahead of myself. Sorry. Sometimes I get a little bit excited about those type of things, and then my brain and my Tourette's goes off. So, you know, we'll watch that. I probably won't swear. It's not that type of Tourette's, but sometimes it's just well, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Don't forget where the dumb button is at.
The dumb button? There is a dumb button?
No, the dumb. Did
someone hit the dumb button? Oh, over here? This one. This dumb. I don't know what we're talking about. Did you talk about this dumb button? Is this the one thing that we're talking about?
No, you got it. That's it.
Oh, my God. This is awesome. I sound like I'm in a, you know, I'm doing like the strobe light, right? Right, Tech? Oh, my goodness. That's
so
fun.
If you have like seizures from listening to that, they might.
Oh
have
my god! If people are running. Oh my god! I don't want to make sure that people are gonna.
Or is that only like flashy lights?
Oh my god! Well, it could be. I don't know. I mean, well, how do you know? People get hypnotized all around. You're getting very sleepy, right? I mean, come on. No. Oh my god! I got a new toy. You shouldn't have showed me that. Now I'm.
No.
Oh my god! So good,
man. No.
Well, this is what's so funny. You know, it's been so long. Okay, so it's like getting into a limousine for the first time for me. All right, do you remember? Do you ever been into like a big, huge stretch limousine?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So I've been in like once or twice, but as a kid, you know, you go in and it's like, oh, I got to work the locks, 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 got to work the.
Got to stand in the sunroof.
Got to stand in the sunroof. Got to work the window. Got to work the window. And for me, it's kind of the same way. Got to work the button. Got to work the button. Got to work the. Bet I can't come in with a beat or something. That would be so good.
Chill, all right?
I refuse to. No. You know, if you got something to say to me, you can say it to me. You don't have to go with the sound effects all the time. I'm just saying. I mean, that's the one thing here. We, you know, I want to be different, and I want the show to be different. One of the things that is sameness about it, a lot of these other people is they always play these like. I mean, there's sometimes where I might want to play like a clip of something, but it has to be perfect for that situation. And I am not saying that you did anything wrong there. And I'm, you know,
Oh no.
But what I am saying is that, what am I saying? Let's see. You didn't do a very good job right there.
No.
What the problem is that, you know,
show. We're feeling each other out.
I know. And so, but see, let me just have to get this out or else I'm going to like toss and turn in bed and I'm going to have to go walk the cat and the cat doesn't like to get walked. So so the thing about it is that we got to come up with our own stuff. Okay. Movies are good and sometimes it's perfect because, you know, sometimes we need to use movies because we're, you know, my wife is a U.S. citizen, but she is from Venezuela. She's like 2-day-old U.S. citizen. So two days, something like that. I don't know. She's already complaining like an American. So that's all I know. But she, okay, does not always get our humor because she is not from the same place. She doesn't get all our references to movies. So though I love the movies, I think we should be doing stuff where people are going to make fun of us. And that's what I'm looking for. And that's what we're going to do here. All right, on the Darren Copeland Experience, and that's why I want to be different, is because it's going to be weird. It's going to be. We're not exactly sure what it's going to be, but it's probably going to be funny. I mean, come on, train crashes can be funny as long as no one's injured. You know, are we clicking for train crashes? Is that what we're doing?
Oh man, sometimes.
Okay. Well, sometimes. I mean, you know,
it depends on the train wreck.
Well, it depends on the train wreck. It does depend on the train wreck. I want a one where no one is seriously injured, and orderly, and then we can make a movie about it. So, we'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Darren Copeland Experience on Mile High Sports Radio. We will be back after this.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Tinted windows don't mean nothing.